let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, one of Chicago's hotspots makes every single list for the most romantic restaurants in America and in Chicago. Celebrating its 60th anniversary this year, fondue dining at Geisha's Cafe has been a favorite indulgence for Chicagoans as well as out-of-towners. It's a perfect way to kindle romance, celebrate a special occasion, or simply join family and friends for a fun and unforgettable dining experience. Jeff Lawler is, he's called the Chicago's most romantic man. We'll have to talk about that. And has orchestrated well over 500 engagements at his establishments. He's the proprietor and joins us on Valentine's Day on the Map. Your night and your weekend has just begun, hasn't it, Jeff?
It actually started on February 3rd.
Wow.
We celebrate Valentine's at Geisha's for 21 days this month. And we do it because Valentine's, I mean, we're 32 tables. We sell out quickly. And even the weekend, with it falling on a Friday and got Saturday and Sunday, the days fell out pretty quickly. We want people to be able to come in and enjoy, have their Valentine's fondue experience anytime during the month. So that's why we're decorated for so long and we celebrate it. So
makes sense to me. Now, your place is part of a very small group of restaurants that have been around for more than half a century in Chicago. And I know it started as a wine bar in the 60s. Then in early 1971, the cafe moved to its present location. Your founder is John Davis. You've been doing this for over 30 years yourself.
I have. It was a blessing in my life. I've been in the industry, food service industry, since I was 71. I found my way to Geisha's Cafe, I believe because of fate, and it was a match made in heaven between John Davis, Geisha's Cafe, and myself, and I was honored and blessed to be able to buy it from John in 2015, and my goal is to take it to its 75th anniversary, and then someone else can take it from there to 100-year anniversary.
I love it. Love hearing that. Well, you are the most romantic man in Chicago, so what makes your place so romantic? Man, you make every single list.
You know, it is how the Geisha's experience has unfolded. I mean, starting off as a wine bar in 65, when wine was not a normal beverage to consume, Geisha's stood out as a special place to visit. It was dimly lit. John Davis introduced live guitarist music, flamenco and classical guitar music. Then when we introduced fondue in 1971, it was at the height of fondue dining coming out, and people really just got into fondue dining, and they enjoy the magic that happens at a table between two people, or whether it's friends and family, the dipping, the cooking together, the dipping in the same pot, the roasting of marshmallows, along with our dimly lit wine cellar atmosphere, has just continued to add to the romance reputation over the years. To this day, we see two to three couples each week get engaged, okay, and we're honored by that, yes.
Now, tell folks what to expect when it comes to dining at your place and the fondue and how it all works.
Okay. Well, I do recommend to your listeners that they make a reservation. And if you don't see the ideal time, then call the restaurant. See if the management team can work some magic for you. We'll try our hardest. But when you come into Geisha's, you walk down 8 stairs from the street level. You come into a, like I said, a dimly lit restaurant, wine cellar atmosphere with wine bottles lining the walls, soft candlelight, live classical or flamenco guitar music will be playing. And when you're seated at the table, you're going to order a Geisha's premier dinner. It's a Geisha's full fondue experience, where we'll start you off with a Swiss Gruyere cheese fondue.
Nice.
You'll dip bread, apples, and grapes and vegetables into the cheese. The cheese fondue is accompanied with our house salad and Dijon vinaigrette dressing. Then your entree fondue is your choice of beef tenderloin, chicken, lobster,
wow,
shrimp, or scallops. Any combination you want. We even have vegetarian fondues and tofu fondue to appeal to all. And that comes out on a large tray with assorted vegetables. You we have 8 house-made dipping sauces. So you'll cook all your items at the table in one of the fondue pots, mm-hmm. either the oil or the vegetarian broth, and then dip into the sauces. Then the dessert fondue is our dark Belgian chocolate fondue. We flame it. You'll roast marshmallows, and then when the flame burns out, you'll dip it into the chocolate. We have some graham crackers there. You can make a little s'more. We also have Rice Krispie treats, churros, pound cake, bananas, cherries, and strawberries for dipping the chocolate.
That sounds amazing, especially for somebody who's hungry right now. That sounds absolutely, absolutely decadent. And of course, Valentine's Day weekend, and I know tonight's Titan sold out, but like, you know, when you have special events, reservations are important. You usually do some very special meals, seating times, and all that as well. So absolutely check out the website, geishascafe.com, for all that. You know, you're yourself, being a romantic guy that you are, you just got married in 2018, right?
Yes, yeah. It's the unique magic of Geisha's. John Davis and I both did not meet the loves of our life until into our 50s. John married at the age of 56. I married at the age of 56 also. And so, yeah. And our lives were changed for the better forever. So
I love hearing that. I love hearing that because you're married to your business and now you found the love of your life. Congratulations to you. Well, find out more about Geisha's Cafe, make reservations and more at geishascafe.com. Jeff, thank you so much, and keep that romance going, especially on this very special weekend.
And I look forward to seeing you there. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. All right, there are so many cities and towns across America whose names reflect romance, but no better place than Loveland, Colorado. And we're going to find out more after a look at your traffic outlook for this weekend, Mary.